are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Well, happy Friday the 13th. Yep, it is Friday the 13th, and I guess people who fear Friday the 13th suffer from paraskevidikatriaphobia. Yep. You know how we talked about phobias, all the different phobias, arachnophobia for spider, agoraphobia, fear of social places. Well, Friday the 13th phobia is paraskevidikatriaphobia. And, you know, this is a real thing. Friday the 13th, being scared on Friday the 13th is pretty scary because people get into accidents. People are more clumsy on Friday the 13th. It really is a scarier time. People, I guess, are so fearful. I don't understand why. I'm like, oh, Friday the 13th, who cares? You know, but it's kind of interesting. I kind of looked up a variety of sites are going into the origins of Friday the 13th. And they say the fear of Friday the 13th actually is two fears. In history, you had a fear of the number 13, but you also had a fear of Friday. Now, 13 has been significant to Christians because it was the number of people who were present at the Last Supper, Jesus and his 12 apostles. They say Judas, you know, the apostle that betrayed Jesus, was the 13th member to arrive. They said Christians have also been wary of Fridays because that's the day Jesus was crucified, on a Friday. Also, they think that Adam and Eve ate from the forbidden fruit on a Friday. I don't know where they got that from the Bible, but I guess, yeah. And they said the Great Flood, they think, happened on a Friday. Apollo 13 happened on a Friday. Is that true? Huh. They say sailors are very superstitious about Friday. They usually do not like to ship out on a Friday. I don't know about some of those stories. So let me see. Let's see. They say some historians suggest that Christian distrust of Fridays is actually linked to the early Catholic Church's overall suppression of pagan religions and women. In the Roman calendar, Friday was devoted to Venus, goddess of love. This is where am I getting this from? Well, I'm getting this from How Stuff Works. It's interesting read. When Norsemen adapted the calendar, they named the day after Frigg or Freya, Norse goddesses connected to love and sex. Both of these strong female figures once posed a threat, they say, to male-dominated Christianity, so the Christian church vilified the day named after them, hence Friday. The characterization may also have played a part in the fear of the number 13. It was said that Frigg, we say Frigg a lot, especially on air, would often join a coven of witches, normally a group of 12, bringing the total to 13. The idea may have originated, I don't know. They also say the number 13 could have been considered pagan because there are 13 months in the pagan lunar calendar. The lunar calendar also works, corresponds to the menstrual cycle, connecting the number to femininity. Is that why you guys are fearful of Friday the 13th? Because you think your lady's going to have her period? Boy, no wonder you're in fear. Yeah, but be careful. Honestly, accidents do rise on Friday the 13th. You really shouldn't freak out about it, okay? Yes, I do follow some superstitions. I mean, you know, we should throw that out there to the callers. What superstition do you live by? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Like, hat on the bed. I was told you never put a hat on a bed, so I don't put a hat on the bed. I don't walk under a ladder. See, black cats running across the street, I don't have a problem with because I have a black cat. She's, her name is Sashi, but we call her, you know, Mrs. Furry Tushy sometimes, but she's not scary at all, and she runs all over the place. So I don't worry about that one. I don't open an umbrella in the house. Because I don't have to. I mean, why risk it, right?
Well, and walking under a ladder is just kind of dumb. What if there's somebody up there who drops a wrench?
Yeah, you're right. So maybe the reason why walking under a ladder is because it's not safe. Maybe same thing with an umbrella. You open an umbrella in the house, you're going to smack somebody in the face. So maybe that's why. But, you know, Friday the 13th, it was payday with us it was payday. So my staff was happy Friday the 13th. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? Anyway, we are live on this Friday the 13th special of the Dr. Dolly Show, the special. No, I don't have any real special guests. Ooh. Friday the 13th is cool around Halloween time. When you're in the dead of spring, no, although it's weird because it's stormy. It's kind of cold. It's cold in, I guess, the Midwest. You guys may be getting tornadoes tomorrow. Be careful. This may be kind of a spooky weekend. But call in, taking your questions. I think we have somebody on the phone line now. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well,
I have four abdominal hernias, and I was wondering, what did you think about that, and what should I do about them?
Well, if you got four of them, I'd say get at least a couple of them fixed. I mean, wow, four abdominal hernias. Well, we've talked about how hernias happen. Hernias is where your bowel wall gets weakened, so the intestine that's being pushed tight by the abdominal wall, the intestine, under so much pressure, tries to poke through. So with your intestine poking through, that could be dangerous because if the intestine or the colon can't go back and it gets stuck in between the muscle, it could be an incarcerated hernia. And cutting blood supply off to the colon, being incarcerated, could be deadly. So if you have hernias and four of them, I'd say you need to see a surgeon and you need to get them fixed. And the funny thing is people will get, you know, people are like, well, Dolly, yeah, multiple? Absolutely. People can get multiple. People get right hernias, they get left hernias. Right hernias are more common than left. We think it's the way, you know, boys are born embryonically and the way the, you know, testicular cord forms. Because hernias could happen a variety of ways. Hernia, you could have a hernia near your umbilicus, near your belly button. You could have a hernia near the groin. You could have an inguinal. You could have a direct hernia, an indirect. You could even have a femoral in the upper leg. Variety of different types of hernias wherever there's weakness. But no, if you have four hernias, you got to get them checked out. All right, guys, keep the calls coming. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, toll free. 1-877-362-3254. Coming right back.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages the protein and amino acids, making them allergy-causing or toxic to your body. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. My name is Stephen Heuer. As a degreed nutritionist, my goal is to make you healthy in as short a time and as affordably as possible. One World Whey is speeding up the process of helping people get healthy and is replacing the need for many other supplements, making it more affordable. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. We are live 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Call in now with your questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is kind of interesting. Scientists in China say if you tweak memories of addicts, it can help them to avoid relapsing. This is kind of interesting. Let's kind of look through this. They say memories linking cues such as needles or cigarettes and the pleasurable effects of drugs, right, that cause cravings can cause relapse. So they think if they could rewrite these memories, it could reduce the cravings. Now, this study was published this week in Journal Science. Journal called Science. They really had to think long and hard with that one. All right. Experts say targeting memories could become a new avenue for treatment. Repeatedly showing people drug cues without actually giving patients the drug is part of some therapy for addicts. Okay, so, you know, they think they receive the drug when you give them, et cetera. It could break the link between cue and craving in the clinic, but it doesn't always translate to real life. They may want the real heroin. Now, researchers at Peking University, they say, tried to rewrite the original memory so that it would be as if the link between cue and the craving never existed. All right, so what they did is they took 22 heroin addicts who had not taken the drug on average for 11 years. Well, if they hadn't taken the drug, are they addicts anymore? They were initially shown a brief video to remind them of taking drugs opening the memory window from the past. 10 minutes later, they watched more videos and looked at pictures of heroin drug use. The other group of addicts were shown a video of the countryside, which wouldn't open their memory video, whereas the first group was looking at a heroin video, the other ones weren't. Tests 180 days later showed that the levels of craving were lower in those treated during the memory window than those in other groups. So I guess, you know, years upon years upon years later, heroin addicts could still crave. Just why would they want to reopen up their memories? That's playing with fire. Be interested to see how many of them went back. So they say tests about 180 days later showed levels of cravings were lower in those treated during the memory window than in any other group. These experiments were backed up by further tests on addicted rats. So I'm sure the rats are happy with this one. So the authors say that the memory procedure decreased cue-induced drug craving and perhaps could reduce the likelihood of cue-induced relapse. See, I thought that'd make it more interesting than this. Like, you know, show somebody injected with heroin and then they turn, you know, into the Incredible Hulk and they're in pain. You know, that's what I thought, where you kind of rewrite the memory. You know, it's interesting. When I took driver's ed, I've told you guys about this. You know, they had us see some extremely vivid videos and very graphic videos. And I can't get those images out of my head. Even though I watched it when I was 15 years old, I cannot get those images out of my head. You know, people mangled and out of cars, etc. You know, one image they showed us when we were in driver's ed is if you get thrown out of a car because you're not wearing your seatbelt, you know, you'll splatter, etc. We're like, no, because in the movies you roll and then you get up. Look, I saw Charlie's Angels. Really? No. Charlie's Angels, they fell out of cars all the time. They jumped out of cars and they ran back to get the briefcase. Then the car blew up and they were fine. No, what they did is they showed us a head of lettuce. And what happens to it? Now, truly, a head of lettuce does not equal a cranium. But they showed us what happened to a head of lettuce being thrown out of a car at 35 miles an hour. And you just can't get that image out of your head. So I agree that there are ways to manipulate people's minds. And if that's kind of where they're going with this, if, you know, that's where they're going, go and look, maybe we show them, you know, it would be nice to, I thought where they were going to go with this is, okay, you have people who are addicted to something. Rather than them having good memories, like being with somebody they loved when they did heroin or feeling good, you have these horrible videos where it scares them. So every time they think of heroin, they get scared. But now they didn't do that. I know, maybe I should be in psychology. You'd think that. Yeah, I should. Now I'm a family doc. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Now, this is interesting. They say our DNA could help us decide how nice we are. Not only does environment impact kindness and generosity, but genes. All right? New research shows that there is evidence that there are specific genes to kindness and generosity. But, of course, these genes are influenced by views about whether the world was threatening or non-threatening. So it looks like they did a study out of the University of Buffalo. They also tested people's saliva and analyzed with DNA their genetic receptors for oxytocin and vasopressin, which has been linked to traits associated with NICE6, etc. But they found that, you know, there is a correlation between DNA and behavior. And, you know, I think you have nice people, you have not nice people. I mean, you could see that with kids. You have some kids are just nice. They share. They talk about that. They talk about kids, you know, even babies sharing. Babies will know to share. And then you have kids that are little stubborn little brats. And many of these brats grow up to be big brats. We've all known this. This is really no shock to me. I think you're born good, you're born bad, but then you could be stupid. And you could get involved with some bad people. And getting involved with some bad people, not good. But I think everybody has the ability to change, but I do think that there are some people that are just, you know, born to be wild and born to be mean. You know, I was always one of those, oh, lovey-dovey, everybody should do good for everybody. I was always, you know, that way until, you know, somebody stole my pudding cup and it was, you know, the only thing I liked in my mom's lunch because I didn't like my, you know, her cooking, and they stole my pudding cup, and I realized, wait a second, people are bad, and I better fight back for my pudding cup. So, interesting. Very interesting. So, I believe that. Nothing new there. So, what do you do if you have a kid that looks like he has a mean streak? I don't know. Make him go to church. Make him go to temple. Make him learn religion, okay? Tell him if he's not scared of you, he'll be scared of God. All right, let's continue on here. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They finally figured out that it was yellowfin tuna that was responsible for the salmonella outbreak in 20 states. Remember, 100 people in 20 states and the District of Columbia had been sickened when they ate sushi and sashimi. Okay, nobody died, but 12 people had been hospitalized. I guess 116 illnesses have been reported. So if 100 people were sick and 116 illnesses have been reported, I think they're trying to tell us somebody got sick twice. I guess. All right. Apparently, Moon Marine USA Corp of Cupertino, California, known as MMI, is voluntarily recalling 58,828 pounds of frozen raw yellowfin tuna. It was labeled as Nakauchi Scrape AA or AAA when it was sold to grocery stores and restaurants and is scraped off fish bones and looks like ground product. It's probably not yellow and there's probably no fin attached, which is what I learned when I talked about this hour. It is not sold to individual consumers, right? It's used to make sushi, sashimi, ceviche, and other dishes available in restaurants and grocery stores. Many of the people who became ill were actually eating spicy tuna or the spicy tuna rolls. Okay. We've talked about most of the states affected. They say the raw yellowfin tuna product may have been passed through several distributors before reaching the restaurant grocery market. Okay, yellowfin tuna, but luckily nobody died. I know we were all on pins and needles with that one. We all wanted to know what was going on there. I know. Okay, now what's going on with this? A highly poisonous chemical found in eggs from German farms. They say Fox News reports German authorities said the highly poisonous chemical dioxin has been found above permitted levels in eggs from two or more German farms following its discovery in eggs from three other farms in early April. Dioxin has been discovered on farms in Germany. Let me see where it's anywhere else. I don't think we get their eggs. All right. What does dioxin do? Gosh, dioxin. I'm trying to think. I thought I studied this back at the EPA. I think it's a carcinogen as well. I have to look that up. But anyway, they said it cannot be ruled out that eggs with high dioxin content have been sold for consumption, but the eggs presented no immediate threat to health. What's wrong with these people? I mean, if the egg comes out of the chicken, I mean, Rick, remember the whole thing we dealt with last year with the salmonella? Right? If the eggs come out of the chicken, you leave it alone. Okay? You don't need to let it roll around in any dioxin. You don't need to let, you know? Okay? And then if there's an eggshell, I guess wash it off. It just doesn't make sense to me. You'd think these farms would have a better way to keep things clean and keep things under wraps, but maybe they don't. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So it looks like they're making human eggs now from ovarian stem cell tissue. Now they can make multiple babies. Let's talk about this when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Probably watching TV and eating pizza, but the one pizza you won't get that's in the UK is a hot dog stuffed crust pizza. Looks like the UK is probably watching us here in America going through all our nutritional changes and laughing at us. Meanwhile, over there, Pizza Hut is distributing a hot dog stuffed crust pizza with mustard drizzle. And I have to say, even though I don't like the sound of it, I'm looking at a picture of it and I'm getting hungry. All right, the hot dog stuffed crust pizza is only available in the UK, and there are no plans to introduce this product to the U.S. Well, of course not. Whoever brings it will get shot. I mean, look at what they're doing to McDonald's and the Happy Meals. Oh, by the way, it looks like hospitals do get to keep their McDonald's. Remember there was an advocacy group going after McDonald's, saying they can't have McDonald's in hospital, going after the hospital, saying you need to get the McDonald's out of your hospital. Well, I guess the hospitals win. They go, look, you know, we have tenant agreements. If McDonald's wants to be in our hospital, that's fine. And even though I understand you're a hospital, you're trying to promote health, fast food doesn't help. I don't know about you guys, but every time I've gone to a hospital and I've asked for a cheeseburger and it's been thrown on the grill and you see the fat burn and you see it mixed and slapped around, I'm assuming it's the same calories, if not more, than what you get at McDonald's anyway. So what are they trying to do here? Okay, I mean, you know, oh, yeah, but there's a salad bar. You have a salad bar at the hospital cafeteria. Yeah, but what do people do with the salad bar? They throw the ambrosia on there. They throw the cheese on there. They throw the salad dressing. So, listen, people are eating fattening foods anyway. Now, they say a plain slice of pizza, stuffed crust pizza, contains about 265 calories with 11.6 grams of fat. And a hot dog contains 170 calories with 15 grams of fat. Wow. I would expect the pizza would be a lot more than 265 calories. But there's no calorie count for this hot dog pizza. Now, I guess Burger King in America, specifically in Nashville, Tennessee, is testing a bacon sundae. Yep, the sundae, now this to me sounds disgusting. I don't like bacon. The sundae appears to come with standard toppings such as fudge and caramel, but it also includes strips of bacon. Apparently, it's supposed to be a similar to a maple bacon sundae sold at Denny's. Jack in the Box also unveiled a bacon shake. Burger King has no plans to release the sundae nationally. On Sunday. No. You see what's happening here? The pendulum is going back and forth. Well, we also have Heart Attack Grill. I think what's going to happen is things are going to get so lean. Everything is going to be all diet. Everything is going to be taxed. There's going to be so much push for healthy that you're going to have people rebound and want to eat hot dog stuffed pizza. Things always happen like a pendulum. I mean, I talk about that with politics, too. You know, it goes to the right, and then it goes to the left. Nothing ever goes to the middle. And what's happening now with nutrition? Well, Michelle Obama, and, you know, kudos to her for being a very active first lady. I mean, a lot of first ladies could sit on their duff. She chose to do the fight against obesity, and, I mean, it had to be done. I think she got on a lot of people's nerves, and I think now we have an anti-fat type of fervor going on in this country, especially when it comes to insurance. You know, like we were talking about that hospital earlier in the week, that Texas hospital, saying, sorry, if you're above a 35 BMI, we don't want you. You know, we're going to start seeing more anti-fat. I mean, I would have to say in this last administration, we have had more anti-anti than any other administration that I've seen. We have the Occupy protesters, anti-rich. We have the anti-fat with the obesity campaigns. We have anybody who's anti-Planned Parenthood, we're anti. You notice that? It's just anti-smoker. I guess because of our Social Security crisis and our Medicare crisis, everybody's anti-baby boomer, right? That's the baby boomers that put us in this position. Really, people? Really? Just so much anti-stuff going on. So my guess is there is going to be a huge market for fattening foods. Now, true, obesity is on the rise. We need to do something, okay? We need to exercise more. And the funny thing is exercise was huge in the 80s, still pretty big in the 90s. But if you notice, exercise doesn't seem to be as huge as it used to be. Is that part of the whole pendulum idea? I don't know. Or is it because a lot of us have arthritis? Now, in the 80s, that's when I started to run, okay? I was a preteen and a teenager in the 80s. So Nike came out, your Walkman came out, and it was all about exercising and no pain, no gain. So I put myself into pain. I ran and I ran and I ran. Then in the 90s, I kept running. Well, then by the late 90s, okay, things started to hurt. In the decade of the 2000s, I exercised, but I got to lay off the running. And you're wondering if now many of us in 2012, because of that heavy, high-impact aerobics that we were taught to do in the no pain, no gain, many of us are so arthritically challenged right now that we can't do the exercise. When are we going to learn moderation? Right? When are they going to say, okay, it's okay to have a treat? You know, we were talking about that study last week, how people that have chocolate may have lower BMIs. And maybe the reasoning behind that is when you tell a person no carbs, none at all, be as strict as possible, They're going to see a candy bar, maybe one day gorge. Yet somebody that gets to eat a little bit of chocolate every day, you know, just to get it in their system, you know, get the craving out of their system, seem to maybe do better. You know, it's interesting. You'll have people that'll just gone completely overboard with alcohol where they'll have to be dry. And they do it, you know, and they can't have anything. And they're at a wedding, and many people stick to it, and I'm really proud of them. But when I have some patients that are on their way to being alcoholics, I go, look, you know, you have a choice. You have a choice of every now and then being able to have a drink or being told you're done for life. What would you rather have? You know, and so, you know, people swinging the pendulum either way, it puts them in a bigger vice. So, you know, for those of you that drink light. A little bit here, a little bit there. Otherwise, if you drink heavy, you're going to be eventually told, no, you drink alcohol, you're going to die. And we've had callers, we've had listeners, I've had patients that, I mean, they put themselves into liver failure. They can't even look at alcohol. They can't look at the TV. They can't go to a Super Bowl party. You really shouldn't be in that position. You should be able to go through life where every now and then you want a drink, you get a drink. Same thing, every now and then you want a chocolate chip cookie, you can have a chocolate chip cookie. Now, speaking of alcohol, there was a study, very small study, where they looked at 40 men, and they said that these men, this is in the UK, who drank two beers were actually more acute and were able to handle these brain teasers better than men that didn't have beer. Yeah, they had two pints. They gave these men two pints, separated them into groups, and the guys that had the two pints of beer were brainier. Now, please just take that study with a grain of salt. That does not mean you could drink and be smarter. Because what happens is even though you may be a little bit more acute, then you start to get that little dull. You get that little euphoria. You do get the dulled sense. And then you start to get a little sleepy. So it would have been nice for them to do the brain teasers and time it at the 15-minute mark, 30-minute mark, 1-hour mark, and 2-hour mark. But they didn't do that. They reached the results they wanted to reach within the first few minutes, and they published it. And now I'm getting emails going, Dr. Dahlia, really? You know, we could prevent Alzheimer's. And, you know, they have found that alcohol, you know, can decrease dementia. So there may be something to that. I just don't know where I want to go with that one. So, like I said, take it with a grain of salt. All right, guys, we've got a lot more to talk about. We're coming up on break. Please call in at 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and follow me on Facebook. Okay. This is huge. All right. The first human eggs grown from human stem cells, they say, could be fertilized with human sperm later this year. Yes, thank heavens they're only going to mix human and human. I am sure they want to try dog and horse, but I don't think anyone's going to let them. Now, they think this will revolutionize fertility treatment for women. From what we understand, researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital were able to take stem cells that were donated from Japanese women ovaries that were undergoing gender reassignment surgery. They were able to coax these ovarian stem cells into becoming immature human egg cells. Then they incubated them in mice so that they have the proper ovarian structures. Now these scientists are going to try and fertilize them. After sperm implantation, nothing exciting, they're probably just doing a test tube, the scientists would watch a little blastocyst develop into embryos for 2 weeks, which is the legal limit, and determine if they're viable. Then these embryos will either be frozen or allowed to perish on their own. The test would validate the stem cell-derived human eggs, more properly called oocytes, and serve as an early indicator of whether they would someday be used to eradicate infertility. So if what you could do with an infertile woman, let's say, or a woman going through menopause, is take part of her ovaries, use stem cell-derived oocytes, make eggs, she could then become pregnant, even menopausal. They call this elixir of youth. Now, personally, I think, you know, if you've reached menopause and, you know, our time is done, our, you know, I think, you know, nature has a reason for that. However, you have many, many women that never were able to conceive, or they had premature ovarian failure, etc. And so being able to allow somebody to conceive when they couldn't is phenomenal. This is pretty cool. So they say it still has a lot of hurdles. They're applying for a license to the Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority in the UK. If it's approved, eggs will be fertilized this year, and they'll see if it works. So taking stem cells, turning them into human eggs, fertilizing them, allowing them to grow into embryos, those will contain stem cells, harvest. Now you could have stem cell factories. Again, makes some people nervous. I know, makes me a little nervous too. I always get nervous when you kind of mess with nature like that. But, you know, there are many people whose ovaries didn't work. So if you're helping a person's own ovaries work, I think that's cool. I also think it's cool where, let's say, you have an ovary that fails, or a kidney that fails, or a liver that fails, using your own stem cells to make a new liver. Pretty cool stuff. So we'll see where that goes. Okay. Now, this is also very interesting. Did you guys hear about this? Okay. Scientists have gone into a New Mexico cave, and microbiologists have found hundreds type of bacteria, which we would call superbugs, where they're resistant to a lot of antimicrobials and antibiotics. Yet how could they be superbugs if they are hidden in this cave? Well, they think some of these bacteria that, I guess, I believe this is one of the oldest existing caves that had been, I guess, touched by humans. I guess humans hadn't been there for years. So, I mean, we're talking thousands of years from what I understand here. And it is the deepest, they call it the Lechuguilla cave system. Okay. They say the thick dome of rock isolated the cave between 4 and 7 million years ago. Any water that trickles takes roughly 10,000 years to reach the cave's depths. So the water or anything that has entered this cave could not have been exposed to antibiotics. So any subterranean life has existed entirely in the absence of modern medicine. Now, these cave bacteria can resist everything. Penicillin, sulfa drugs, any of the new synthetic drugs. So how could that happen? So they think maybe what, you know, apparently this actually, they found this place back in 1984. In 1986, they were able to break through, and they say this was the last environment on Earth, untouched by human activity. So they didn't even think human touched this. So what they believe is these bacteria have been able to mutate, swap genes and genetic material, and do a variety of things, even steal genes from each other, such that we do have superbugs. So the team has now found 500 different kinds of bacteria from the Lechuguilla caves. They say only 93 grew in a medium that allows testing for resistance to 26 different antimicrobial agents. Of those 93, only 70% resisted 3 to 4 classes of antibiotics. Three of these strains are distant relatives of bacterium that creates anthrax spores. That's interesting. And they were able to fight off 14 of the 26 antibiotics. Now, this doesn't surprise me. You're talking about bacteria that has lived without the help of anything. Okay, subterranean in a cave. Okay, these things are tough suckers. When I was in school, I had to do tests on bacteria that lived in the Nevada test site. Okay, not a lot of food, not a lot of water there, and a lot of radiation. And how were these bacteria able to survive? So bacteria are smart puppies. They've been around longer than we could even imagine. So for them, you know, to see an antibiotic is probably nothing. I mean, you know, look at the environment they've been living in. The only thing is if any of this bacteria gets out, that's some scary stuff. I mean, imagine bioterrorism. So as far as I'm concerned, okay, it's nice. They studied it. They found it. That's great. Just kind of, you know, keep it. Just stay home. Stay home. Speaking of stay home, what do you think about this whole Ann Romney thing? Oh, good for her. I got to tell you, Ann Romney, tough cookie. Tough cookie. And I'm really kind of shocked. You guys heard about this. Looks like Hillary Rosen, from what I understand, a Democratic strategist, was saying, well, how can Ann Romney help Mitt Romney with economic issues because she, quote unquote, has never worked a day in her life. Ann Romney has been a stay-at-home mom. She went to college, married Mitt Romney, I believe, while she was in college, had converted to Mormonism, had five sons, raised those five sons. And for any of us that have ever raised kids, we know that's work. But what's very interesting is when Hillary Rosen was, quote unquote, apologizing, so-called apologizing for the stay home mom, she still forgot a huge apology to an insult that I saw was very flagrant was, you know, you're saying that stay home moms don't know much about the economy. Well, there's an argument that stay home moms are much more knowledgeable on what's going on than many of the husbands that are at work all day. You know, I mean, my husband and I always, whoever has been working all day and hasn't even been able to watch the news or know what's going on, the other one of us informs the other. I'm like, okay, this happened, this stock went down, this is going on, North Korea launches missile. You know, so when and I was really surprised for another woman to say that. Well, Ann Romney has never worked a day in her life. How could she help Mitt Romney with economic issues? You would think a stay-home mom would be phenomenal. What was that movie, Mr. Mom? Remember Mr. Mom? The wife goes to work because he loses his job in the 80s. And because she's been a house mom, she had such a great concept of marketing and economics with the household. I mean, I would say Ann Romney is probably more qualified than what Bernanke's done, right? I mean, we're in a mess. Come on. But it just, it amazes me that people think women's issues, and Heidi Harris has said this on her show, people think women's issues are lovey-dovey type touchy-feely stuff. I'm sorry, women's issues are the same as men's issues. We worry about national security just like you do. We worry about who our next president's going to be. We worry about the economy, and we stay informed. I don't know what people are thinking or what idea they have of modern day women now, but even women in the 50s and 60s, they weren't stupid people. They kept themselves informed. So good for Ann Romney, kick some butt, and good for all stay home women. All right, and taking care of the kids. It is hard work. All right, guys, we got more tomorrow. Stay tuned, 10 a.m. Pacific time, Dr. Dahlia Live. Me and Donovan will be rocking it. Y'all take care.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.